Welcome to the Swolenormous Audio Experience.
Okay, fam, so I'm in Ohio. I'm just setting up some audio stuff, opening up the equipment, the stands, and some of the gear that I had ordered here so we can lay down some sweet podcasts for everyone so the Daily Swole won't miss a beat and the audio will be fire. I'm just doing some stuff, kind of getting my bearings together, having some coffee. I'm going to do my meditation and yoga in a few moments after I drop down this piece of Swole World. Let's see what's on the docket for today. I want to lift. We're going to get a pump on. We'll get some food. I want to go to the supermarket and kind of stock up and get what I need here. It's super hot. The weather is super hot, and it's amazing how it's like different heat than it is in Florida. It's humid, but it's because it's around the lake, but it's not Florida swamp ass hot. So it's a nice change. It's nice to be able to have air conditioning and actually feel cold rather than be in Florida and the air conditioning is working overtime and never quite cooling it off enough to stop the ball sweat from trickling down your leg. But I'm here. Everything's good. Feeling good. Got a good night's sleep, feel rested, and it is a little bit of a holiday week, so I know everyone's going to be kind of kicking back and relaxing. So if you're listening to this, I hope you're going to spend time with family and enjoy, but still get your shit done, still focus, still work hard. Don't slack just because you might have a day off from work. I know gyms may or may not be open due to the 4th and the holiday, but it's no excuse. You can still do some yoga. You can still get some things accomplished. But if you're playing with your kids, if you're spending time with your family, whatever it is, just do it to the max. That's the main thing, is that you're living life your way. You're focusing on what makes you happy, what makes you tick. And if you got your stuff done and you're going to take 2 days off, you've been crushing the weights and you need some recovery, I still recommend doing your yoga, doing your meditation. But then do exactly that. Enjoy. Do you. Do what makes you happy. Follow what is right by you and by your standards and what you want from your life. I will, and that's all I encourage from all of you. I'll be up your ass telling you to suck it up and work harder and push yourself, but that's all relative to you as an individual. So don't get it twisted. You don't have to live life my way or anyone else's way. You just have to do what's right by you. I'm trying to figure out how this, there we go. So pouring a little bit extra coffee. And Papa Swole, I'm just going to go splash some water on my face, get some meditation on, because it's kind of hard to meditate when you're hopped up in caffeine, but I'll check back in with you in a little bit. And yeah, I'm excited to drop a mobile Swole today. It's going to be fire. 788 in the books, right, Jeb?
Yo!
Booked it. So the title was In the Land, and we shot the shit. Tomorrow for the 4th of July, we're going to do... I want to do some kind of like game show. I want to do some kind of game show where we're doing United States or just trivia or something like that. So I'll do something fun for tomorrow's episode like that. But Q&A, I want to do Q&A. Each episode will have a general topic, but Q&A all week. So really, I mean, I don't think you all realize that Jeb is also a fitness expert. He's been lifting his entire life, sports. We both taught at the same school, which is where we became friends and met when I was teaching personal trainers. So he has a similar background, and open Q&As will be fantastic. So when you show up this whole week, we're going to be doing open Q&A, so just let it rip. All right, so we're going to go get some food. I went shopping, and we're going to go watch the Indians game, and then we'll be back, and I'll be back, and then that's when I'm going to start doing the podcast. I'll get the podcast up, loaded up, and any other kind of video editing and busy work that I need to do on that end. But for now, I will catch you guys in a little bit. Even on vacation, well, I wouldn't call this a vacation. It's just literally me being in a different location. I don't really take vacations because I'm always doing the Daily Swole. I'm always doing content. So I guess this is kind of a vacation in the sense that it is a literally different location. Had dinner, ate a lot of watermelon too. I got my, getting my groove kind of adjusted, got my food that I need for the week, stocked up on everything, you know, my grass-fed beef, butter, bacon. I have all the treats,
all the treats are here. So I did the shopping, did the initial, you know, stocking of the shelves, so to speak. So I'm definitely, I have everything I need set up for the show. Had a great podcast today. The audio came out great. Everything was good. Great Q&A. Going to be doing that all week. So really going to, because Jeb and I know each other for a while and we both have similar backgrounds, I'm really going to dig into some more of a different perspective from someone else who has a lot of experience with bodybuilding and strength training and sports and things like that. So we'll get into a lot of crossing over into different aspects of nutrition, because as fervent and hardcore and serious about my nutrition, he's more lax. He has, he does eat a lot more junk food, not as much as he used to. And of course I don't as much as I used to as well, but I wouldn't say aggressive against it, but I more slap you across the face. If you're eating some of these fucking foods, you're out of your mind, like diet soda and candy for the most part. You know, I mean, little treats here and there or slip ups, okay, but rare, far and few between. And most people, it's the exact opposite. It's frequent, it's daily, it's a couple times a week. I mean, that adds up. That shit adds up. And I've done a bunch of episodes and segments about if you cheat once a week, it's 16 or 14 or whatever percent of your year. Man, that adds up. People cheat every fucking day, even multiple times in a day. So they cheat on Sundays, or they cheat on Wednesdays. I mean, it's tomorrow. It's 4th of July, and okay, you can appreciate freedom and celebrate friends and family and barbecue and stuff like that, but you can barbecue healthy food. You can eat healthy food and still spend time with people around you. You don't have to destroy yourself. You don't have to eat crap. You don't have to drink tons of beer and eat chips and just literal shit. Literal shit. Cakes and crap and just garbage. People go off the fucking deep end on the holidays. And my whole perspective is, it adds up. It adds up. If you're eating really healthy food, wild game, grass-fed meats, and you're eating real shit, it's so easy to be healthy. It's so easy to get the right medicine in before you need medicine. I mean, food is everything. The wrong food will make you sick, and the right food can keep you from getting sick. It's so simple. It's so sad. And being up here in Ohio and anywhere, just seeing people that are just fucking disgustingly overweight, it's sad. They're just lost, and it's hard to bring people like that back into reality, and until it's too late. Just some rambling thoughts, but just closing in from the day, because I was in the supermarket and I see people just loading up on crap. As always, I'm used to having the healthiest food in the line, and people before me are getting garbage and people behind me are getting garbage. I'm used to that. That's not something that is anything unusual because I'm in Ohio. Ohio is, there are places, people are obese, everything's crossed over. I think we discussed on the podcast, where's the most obese state? And whether it's Texas or Mississippi or Florida or Ohio, it doesn't matter. There's people that are unhealthy. It's more about the unhealthy but unseen. If you weigh 400 pounds, okay, you're overweight, you're fat. But if you're skinny but you're eating garbage and you think you can get away with it because you're skinny and you're not, you don't have a huge gut, but you're still poisoning your insides, it's just the reaction. It's not always visible in people, and it still does the same damage, maybe worse. I mean, it adds up. This shit adds up, and I'm trying to help people realize that it adds up before it does. And I think I'm making some headway. I'm bringing a lot of people onto the grass-fed beef train and eating real foods and getting rid of lectins and not processing their shit and eating what human beings should eat, eating real food. I think we're getting somewhere, and it's just the tip of the iceberg, but I really have this passion to fucking start going harder with nutrition and getting more in your face and really making more of a dent, especially with this diet soda crap, because I don't know why it's so pervasive. I swear the social media platforms and my phone's listening because it keeps showing me shit on Instagram of people saying, it's okay, diet soda, low calories, blah, blah, blah. How can a fitness professional talk about that in that sense? How can a fitness professional support diet soda and say it's okay and start referring to the calories not being an impactful? It's nauseating. It's disgusting. It's really fucking criminal. So I'm going to start going harder on that. I've just been seeing it a lot more. So I'm going to go at it head on and I'm going to punch out. I'll probably do a little meditation. It's late at night, but I didn't do it yesterday, so I'm overdue. I want to get it done, and then I'll pass the fuck out. I'm going to shower, and then meditate, and then pass out, and then we'll get started for 4th of July. It'll be 4th of July, the last day for the big sale that I'm doing, but also, you know, a day to appreciate spending time with friends and family, but still getting shit done. Going to do a morning pump, so I'm excited for that, some arms, totally down and looking forward to it. Get my first Cleveland pump. So that's happening. And I'll see you all soon for the next podcast. All right. Hope you enjoyed today. And I'll be dropping some more mind nukes and let you know what's going on behind the scenes mañana. Peace out.